do that.
Hi, everyone. We are now joined by Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20 Rude Toyota Supra, and his crew chief, Jason Ratcliffe. Up for questions.
Oh, yeah. Not everybody at once.
Go ahead.
Just talk about actually winning on the road course. I don't get the impression that these are your favorite sort of races necessarily. Did that change?
Not really. It's not my favorite style of racing just because I just had a really, really bad experience last year. Two in races in a row where we were pretty fast and got wrecked twice, and that ruined our regular season championship hopes. So that was pretty frustrating. And but we as in the team, Jason and everyone at Joe Gibbs Racing, did a really, really, really good job this year preparing for the road courses. They put a lot of homework into it, and we have really good race cars right now.
Next question.
At the end, just the last couple laps after the restart, and you got two to go, things get crazy here. What was your plan on how to work out?
Yeah, it's honestly, in my head anyway, it was a little bit easier on a green-white checkered than it is whenever you're leading with 10 or 12 to go, just because, you know, it's like, man, that's a lot of corners to make a mistake, and you just got to go out there and plug away. So when the yellow came out, the timing of the yellow was disappointing for me because I had just gapped Allmendinger a little bit, so I didn't want to see a yellow. But at the same hand, you know, the yellow just means less laps that I have a chance to make a mistake. So I was okay with it after it worked out. But you just never know how restarts are going to work out, if a guy's going to force it three wides. So the last couple laps were honestly two of the easiest laps I had, just because I had space and I could kind of take it easy.
So basically, once you got the restart, got clear, you were...
Yeah, it was really smooth sailing. It was a lot harder whenever Allmendinger was right behind me, because I knew if I was just too easy one corner, he was going to make me pay for it. So that's probably the hardest thing about road course racing, is whenever you go oval racing and you're leading, it's just about not making mistakes. And if you don't make mistakes, it's pretty easy to capitalize on being the leader. But whenever you go road course racing, same deal, you can't make mistakes, but you can't take it easy either, because the braking zones are so... there's so much time to be made there. So there were a couple times where I didn't get in very deep trying to not make a mistake, and then all of a sudden he comes from 10 car lengths back and gets right on my bumpers. So I knew that I had to run hard and run perfect.
Jason, there wasn't much time left, but did you think that there was any chance Austin was going to make a game out of it, taking tires with just a couple laps left?
I didn't. I was really surprised he made it that far. It's just so hard to pass when everybody gets bunched up. If they're single file, you know, and he's really good at this, and I knew the tires would be beneficial, but to make it as far as he did, I was surprised. Hats off to him. Because we had clean racetrack, I knew Christopher would be able to stretch it a little bit, even though he was on the old tires. But new tires are definitely worth something. We saw that.
So far this season, the road course racing has been the Christopher and Austin
job. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it says a lot. I think Austin is, as far as a series regular, he's probably one of the most experienced, or is the most experienced road course racer in the series. So Christopher's definitely, you know, making some ground up. He did a nice job last year of improving every time we went to the road course, and I think we've seen so far this year that, he's right there with him. And then today to pull it off and finally get a victory. It's, you know, that's a goal that we came into the season. We set some goals, and one of them was, hey, let's win a road course race. We feel like we've made enough progress last season in our cars and in his ability to, run these road courses. And so to see that play out today was very rewarding. Just because we hadn't done it yet, you know. And I thought that last year we made we put a lot of effort into it, you know, not just, you know, on the team side, but he, driving the TA2 cars and, really focusing on, hey, what do I need to do to be better at these road course and talking to a lot of road course specialist and, hey, where do I need to improve at? And he's taken it and applied it to the racetrack, and, you know, we saw that today.
Go ahead, Chris.
Christopher, I mean, you got 6 wins part of the season, 3 races left in the regular season, 7 wins of all 2018. Where's the 20 team at right now?
I think we're in good shape. It's disappointing that we're not closer in the regular season playoffs or the regular season championship. That's kind of disheartening. And I think today even we got stretched a little bit. So who cares? Whenever the points reset, we're going to be the leader.
Yeah.
Chris, how many more wins are you capable of, do you think, this year?
10. How many races we got left? 13? 13 races left? No speedways? 10.
Chris, can you talk about kind of your own development and what kind of work you have put into your own work in road course racing?
Yeah, so hang on. I kind of said 10 jokingly, but I think we are capable of winning.
10 races left.
So I think we're capable of winning every time we go to the racetrack. That's what I'm trying to say. And then there's no speedway races in there, so I think we can win every time we go to the racetrack. Obviously, that's unrealistic. So, you know, we don't have a number in mind. It's not like me and Jason sat down at the beginning of the year and said we have to win X races or it's a failure. So, you know, all our goal is to win races, and like you said, we did have a goal to win a road course race. So I think we can win every time we go to the racetrack, and you know, if we don't win anymore, I'm going to be extremely disappointed. But I, you know, I understand that we're not going to win all of them. Yeah, exactly. It's pretty cool to see how it's come. And then
what kind of work have you put into your road course?
And just I don't know. It's I don't know. Whenever I was you know, racing sprint cars full time, I was a really good short track racer. And whenever it came to the half miles, I really struggled at it. And then after time and time of doing it again and focusing on that area to get better, and then next thing you know, I became a pretty good half mile racer. So same thing with the road courses. We weren't very good, but I didn't have a lot of experience at it. So it was one of those things where, you know, we know, okay, you know, the Richmond, the Bristols, the Phoenix, it not that we don't want to improve on it, but I don't need to be studying film of those, you know, months in advance, and I don't need to be running a Trans Am car around those racetracks. So I think probably the biggest thing is running the Trans Am car on the week of the race, just using that to prepare and getting extra track time and just getting experience, because that's what I really lacked.
Did I see that Brian Johnson was working with you this weekend?
No.
Okay. I thought I heard that.
Christopher, now that there's a road course, pseudo-road course in the playoffs, your performance in these three so far this season, I think it'll give you a little extra confidence when it comes time to go to road.
Yeah, absolutely. I still really, really want to win Richmond like we did last year, because that was pretty nice going into the Roval stress-free. Then I ended up crashing in practice, so that made it really, really nice that I already had a win. So I think winning early in the rounds just makes it more beneficial, because Jason's able to do aggressive pit strategy like we did today and give up all of our stage points to better our chances at winning the race. So I think we're winning here definitely gives me confidence going in there, but at the same time, we were really, really good at the Roval last year. We just it just didn't work out, but I'm excited for the Roval. It was a really fun race, and hopefully it's another good race.
Christopher, as people try to put the business side of the sport into place for next year and look at you as a guy who may be making the jump to the next level next year, is it important for you at all to show people why a team might consider you, put you in that car? Is that part of your motivation to show why you might consider
that? I mean, my biggest motivation, and that's kind of been the story of my career, even from sprint cars to all the way to NASCAR, is and everything I've been taught is everybody wants a winner. So I've always strived at winning races, and you know, everybody wants a winner in their race car. So that's one thing that you know, I try to do, is I try to win races.
Do you feel like winning a road course maybe kind of showcases you as a complete driver? Mastered short courses and kind of speedways. Now you've gotten a road course. Do you feel like it kind of completes your profile as a race car driver?
Well, I think after talking to some of the higher ups in the NASCAR industry, there are certain racetracks and style of racetracks that they value results more so than others. And I remember whenever I very first started in NASCAR, they said road course racing is something that's really, really important because it is a lot of driver skill involved. And so, yeah, I think it's very important to be a good road racer. And Jason can probably elaborate on that.
Christopher, for a while it looked like you and AJ would be maybe duking it out for the win. You both have open wheel background. Is there anything in your open wheel career that kind of transfers to road courses and NASCAR?
As far as open wheel dirt track racing to stock car road courses, I would say no, nothing relates except just car control. It definitely takes a lot of car control to be good at road courses, and I think that dirt track racing has, gave me that key, or I guess, I don't know. But it's like I said, road course racing was my struggle just because I didn't have any experience at it, so I can't say that, because I was good at open wheel cars that I would be good here.
Go ahead, Dave.
It's your turn.
Christopher, AJ said, we used to be able to kind of make Christopher look in his mirror. That doesn't work anymore. Do you agree with them, or do you still feel that pressure, or have you gotten over that?
Man, honestly, I probably don't use my mirrors as much as I should. So I think it, probably in think times like today, that was a good thing. But it's just a matter of going out there and executing, and you still got your spotter yelling at you saying three back, still there. So I'm glad that he was there. I'm glad that I had to race him because he's one of the best road racers there are.
Well, I mean, as long as there's road courses in this sport, you need to be good at them, right? Now there's one in the playoffs, so that's a big deal. And the same for speedway races. You need to be good at that as well, even though, speedway races is different. You're definitely at the mercy of everyone around you, but there are a few guys that seem to win them all, so... no different than road course races. You have to be good at all types of tracks. If your expectations are to be a champion in this sport, then absolutely, you must be good at road courses.
Do one final question.
Jason, obviously last year you guys were good enough to contend for the championship. Is there anything that you feel that Christopher or you guys as a team have improved upon or better going into the playoffs this year that might provide a better, give you a better shot at coming away with it?
We had a really good year last year. It's tough to top that. So we had all the momentum we needed going into Homestead. I think, you look back at it, and I was telling someone earlier today that, excuse me, because we DNF'd at Kansas and Texas, it put a lot of pressure on us at Phoenix. And I feel like when the team came out of Phoenix, we were super excited about what we had accomplished, but we were worn out, We had we'd put everything we had into Phoenix, and then, maybe we didn't get everything we needed for Homestead. It wasn't that we performed terrible at Homestead. I mean, we definitely didn't meet our expectations. We just didn't perform as well as the guys that we were racing against. So we have to clean that up there. We have to be better at Homestead. But as far as just an all-around season and what we need to do to get to Homestead, man, I think we're spot on right now. Yeah.
Thank you both, and congratulations.
Yep. Thanks, man.